कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे। वाई वी गेट ड्रीम्स, बैड ड्रीम्स और ऑल ड्रीम्स, एनी ड्रीम्स, हाँ, गुड ड्रीम्स, बैड ड्रीम्स, हाँ, समटाइम्स वी गेट ड्रीम्स विच आर ओनली हैपन इन फ्यूचर, फोरसाइट, कॉल फोरसाइट।
When we dream, it happens as if it's then we get up from the jerk, you know, the jerk we get up. As if like
rearing something,
really just happening.
I am not a dream specialist, but still I like to answer. The state of consciousness is divided into three stages. One is wakefulness, one is sleep, and one is dreams. That is Jagruti, Nidra, and Sushupti. There are three stages. So one is that wakefulness, that we are all awake here. And second is sleep. And sleep has got medically many stages. You know the stages of sleep? Medically you have studied anytime? REM, rapid eye movement sleep, and non-rapid eye movement sleep. If you observe a sleeping man very carefully, at certain times his eyes are moving like this. So he's not dreaming, but he's in a rapid eye movement sleep. And there's something called as non-rapid eye movement sleep, in which he goes deep in sleep. And then there is stage 1, stage 2, and stage 3. And it is said that the yogis, those who are performing yoga system, they go to stage 3 very quickly. So within few hours they get very deep sleep and they are fresh. And other people are sleeping for hours and hours and hours, but they wake up with no freshness. And in a particular stage of sleep, one gets dream. That is the rapid eye movement stage. Not all the time, but mostly early morning time, when there is a technical situation in the body, that body is hypotonic, but rapid eye movement is going on. At that time, a dream is shot. You see a dream. Maybe you get a dream, actually speaking, if you calculate, for about 3 seconds or maybe for 1 second, but it appears to you that it is for hours together, whole night I was dreaming, you think like that. It is so involving that you think that I never slept, only whole night I was dreaming that I was walking on the road with no end to the road like that. I was hungry, I walked for a long time, I did not get any food outlet, and I was just walking, still then I got so hungry that I woke up. That's what happens. Now, there is something called as conscious mind and subconscious mind. So all of us know conscious mind is what is now interacting with me, whatever is interactions are going on. There is conscious mind. But it is said that the subconscious mind is maybe 9 times more there. We can't say mind doesn't have a physical body. The mind is a body still, but it's a subtle body. You cannot perceive the mind with some instrument like microscope, but mind is still there. So it is said that something like 9 out of 10 parts of the mind is subconscious mind, and one part which is visible and which is interacting is conscious mind. And whatever we do repetitively, that goes and gets stored in subconscious mind. Say, for example, you get married, and that's a very intense event for you. Happy event, not intense, not badly intense, very happily intense, but you are so involving that you forgot everything in the world that day. So that is stored in the subconscious mind. Some memories are stored in the subconscious mind. It is very intense. Other memories are forgotten. You know, like today, during the class, I drank water. I may not remember after 10 years, on 27th April, I drank water during the class. It's not necessary. But suppose something harsh happened in this class. Even 10 years later, I remember that Friday, this happened. So whatever is repetitively happening, for example, let us take a bad example. Suppose some child is getting abused repetitively. Every day somebody comes and abuses him, verbally or physically or emotionally or whatever. Or a child in childhood, some uncle is coming every day and giving him some sweets. It's a good repetitive activity. And this goes in subconscious. So what dreams sometimes we get? Sometimes we get dreams are absolutely meaningless dreams are. And I was jumping from 7th floor, and then I was, after jumping, I was flying in the sky. Then I landed on the ground. It's all imagination, you know, like you want to do that sometimes. It is, Prabhupada should give example that you see gold and you see a mountain. Suppose you go to old gold shop and you are buying gold. That day you saw 100 grams gold, 200 grams gold, or 10 grams gold, and you ordered some gold. And then by the way, when you are going home, you saw mountain on the way. So you see golden mountain in the dream. So you put gold and mountain together, and in the dream you see a golden mountain. It's not reality actually. But it's like you see somebody's pen in pocket and it was very good pen. So in the night you dream that pen was given to me and I am writing with that pen. It's just desires that are enacted in the dreams. They are like meaningless dreams. But at times you get some dreams which are very repetitive and it's never happened in your life, but it is very scary or very happy. Maybe again and again you get a dream that you are getting married to a prince. It may happen sometimes, you know. The same kind of prince coming to your dream again and again, proposing to you, and you're getting married in a gorgeous way. Again you wake up in the morning, I'm not married, I'm still here only. Where is the prince? Because these are all past life memories. They are, when they are intense and strong, they go in subconscious. And when we die, our gross body, what you see now here, goes away. But what is carried forward, if we are not liberated, if we are liberated, then that also stays behind and the soul goes back to God. But if we are not liberated, we have to go to another body. Then what goes with the body, what goes with you in the body, next body, is a subtle body. Subtle body is mind, intelligence and ego. These three things, subtle body is made of mind, intelligence and ego. And gross body is made of your all these hands, legs and everything. Sometimes dog's body, sometimes cat's body, whatever. That shape may be different. But what carries with you constantly is the mind, intelligence and ego. And that mind has got two parts, subtle, gross and subtle. Or conscious and subconscious. All these unlimited lifetimes of memories are stored in subconscious mind. And when you go into intense emotional situations, you get sometimes dreams like this. And these are all connected to past. So you can give an example what dream you are remembering from dream, which is you are surprised about it, you are wondering about it, what is this, you know, I never thought like this. Or sometimes, yeah?
Like once you got dream, it's like accident with an unknown person.
Mm.
It happened also, but not so much injury, which I had.
In the dream. So also, some people have told me that they get dreams that they are murdering their mother with a knife. Now, you love your mother so much. You can never imagine that I will do this, but in the dreams I am doing this. So, somewhere in the past lives, you know, you are doing this. So, it is stored in subconscious mind, it is disturbing you. And it is said that these past life memories are kind of, you know, it's like karma. You do a karma, you get a reaction, good or bad. So this is like past life karma, which is still troubling you. It's not happening now. It is troubling you again and again, again and again, again and again. So, yes.
I say something else,
because I am homeopathic
doctor. Speak loudly. I am homeopathic doctor.
Huh.
Registered as homeopathic. In homeopathy, we give most importance to the dreams.
To the dreams. Huh.
Yeah.
What dreams you are getting?
Yeah.
What kind of dreams you are getting?
Yes, exactly. So, we actually come to the medicine of a person, of a patient, from the dreams. Dreams are the most important dreams. So I just want to add something. Of course, what
please,
is
please.
What we understand is in homeopathy that dreams actually says the state of mind of the person.
Yes.
So whatever it is related to yourself. It is related to your disposition, your composition, your constitution.
Your personality. Yes.
Your personality. So like, I'm just, because she has already shared the dream, that she has a dream of an accident.
Mm.
somewhere is there, in some kind of fear is there, fear of myself.
Getting accident.
Death, maybe. You know, it's like that. If I'm getting, if it is a murdering mother, that means somewhere, even though I love my mother so much, but it's like, I don't have to say if I'm positive, I don't have to say that I'm not negative. Just like that. Somewhere my state of mind is there, you know, which I'm not saying consciously, but it is coming out in the form of a dreams, which I can actually correlate, and then accordingly we can, you know, understand that person better.
I will share a dream which I was getting all throughout my childhood. Constantly something is falling on my head, on top, from top. Either fan is falling where I am sleeping under, so I will just think that fan is falling on me and I will just jump from the bed and run away. Or I am walking on the road and all coconut trees are there and all coconuts are falling on my head. Everything, all ceiling is falling on my head. Something, everything is falling. And then it was like whole childhood I was getting disturbed by these dreams. And nobody could answer. I said, what is the reason behind it? And how to solve this? Nobody was able to solve the dreams. So after I came to Bhaktivedanta Hospital, you know, I'm already a grown up man. And Dr. Yogesh Kodgani put me under a hypnotic spell. He put me under hypnotism. And he deleted that dream. And after that, I never got that dream again. So you can approach subconscious mind in a hypnotized state and deal with this matter also. And of late, I told you last time when I met few days, Fridays ago, I met a yogi, Kriya Yogi. And he said that if you want to get rid of these bad dreams, then you should do strong sadhana. Sadhana means devotional practice. Again, what is devotional practice? We chant the holy name, right? So it's a repetitive activity. No? Every day I'm chanting the same name. Every day I'm chanting the same prayer. I stand in front of the Lord and there is a Mangal Arati and there is... whatever we do is a repetitive activity. Maybe times are different, but the mantra I am chanting is same, the prayer I am doing is same, the temple I am going is same. So same thing we are doing. So when these devotional practices are done daily, and that too with attention, it's not that I am chanting and I am thinking of something else, some business. So when I am doing my chanting and I am praying and I am doing it very attentively, full absorption is there. There is no diversion, there is no deviation, there is no distraction. I am doing it full concentration. Then these all will be negated or what you call deleted gradually, one by one, one by one, one. Now, before I met Mr. Dr. Kodgani here, he was practicing here earlier than 2004. Your hospital was there, started in 1998. And till 2004 he was there, 6 solid years he was there. But before I met him also, my dreams had reduced to large extent. Now I could understand that all this was because I was practicing devotional practices since 1984. 1984, 2016 years plus 4 years. 20 years already had passed by the time I met Dr. Kodgani. So my dreams were happening maybe every single day, very intensely. It had reduced to maybe once in a month or once in 45 days I used to get that dream. Because already I had invested so much time in practicing my devotional service. So answer is there already. I could immediately correlate what it said. And remaining part, whatever is there, he deleted from whatever technique he used. It is not a mysticism, by the way. It is not jadu. It is a science. It is something, don't think he has some jadu, he has some siddhi, aisa kuch nahi hai. It is just a science. Like, doctor sees a pulse and understands ki he has a heart attack. It's not a mysticism. Koi siddhi nahi hai wo, koi baba nahi hai wo. Science, you learn and you understand everything. Science, like that. So by some that science he deleted and he helped me out. So what you have to understand is, whether good dreams or bad dreams, whether disturbing dreams or happy dreams, some dreams you want to get again and again, you know, again and again, again and again. Like a diabetes patient may get a dream that he is eating sweets and nothing happening to him. No, nothing happening to him. He is really enjoying a nice feast and next day he takes sugar, everything is fine. And he gets that dream again and again. He's like, my God, why it doesn't happen really in reality, you know. So, good dreams or bad dreams, one has to engage in a regular activity of prayer to the God, to the Lord, regularly. And that prayer to the Lord has to be from heart has to be with full attention and has to be regular in activity. Then you will see this effect will go away. Of course, there are some dreams which I must explain to you now here. Those dreams are not material dreams. For example, suppose Jesus comes in a dream and gives you actual instructions. What is your first name?
Jocelyn,
yeah. He says, Jocelyn, stop talking harshly to your colleagues, for example. Just give any rough example. If there is a sound vibration in their dream, you sometimes you see Jesus Christ in dreams, many times you may see, but no interaction or no word. You see him walking with people. Whatever you have seen in the movie, you may see the same thing in a dream again. But if Jesus Christ talks to you and gives you some instruction, that is not an imaginary dream. It's a reality. Say my spiritual master, Radhanath Swami, he is alive. He is there in somewhere in the world. And I get a dream and I get a specific instruction from him. Tomorrow, you go to Vrindavan and meet this person and do this service, for example. Then this kind of dream is not to be taken imaginary. You have to actually follow those dreams. Follow the instructions. Or Prabhupada may come to your dream and give some instruction to you. Or speak to you, something like that. Like Prabhupada came in the dreams of Mr. Mule's mother. Mr. Mule's mother came in a last stage here. You know, and she was very anxious and very worried. How many of you have seen her? Okay, we all were there in ICU. So the day before she died, Prabhupada came in a dream and told her, now nothing to worry. I will take care of you. You be completely fearless and worryless. And she actually became completely fearless and completely free of anxiety and relaxed. He told her, son, I don't want anything. I am very happy. And gradually she went in coma and she left so peacefully. She was looking, her face was so, otherwise you can make out her face is full of anxiety or, you know, tension or some worry. You can make out dying person, even though in coma. She was so relaxed and so coolly she went away, you know. And so many people have told us here that patients have told us, who are not disciples of Prabhupada, who are not Hare Krishna members, or who are not attached to ISKCON movement, they have said, you know, this person came to my dream yesterday. Yes, yes, I saw him. He was talking to me. Something like that they will say. Now, regarding people who are either God or his messengers of God or saintly people, when they come to your dreams, this is not an imaginary dream. That's a real thing. That's a real instruction. So, that's why whenever we get some people telling us, yesterday Guru Maharaj came in my dream. So, first we ask, what did he tell you? So, no, he was just there. He was checking prasad. He was in my house and I was serving prasad to him. That is all right. And there is a dream, not one dream, there are series of dreams which Radhana Swami himself got. I must tell the story to you, these dreams. What happened was, Radhana Swami... So Radhana Swami was a young man, maybe about 30 years old, or 30, born in 1950. He must be 27 year old. And he was in West Virginia. And you know, we have a very big community of devotees in West Virginia. We had about 3,000 acres of land. And now also it's there, now we are a little less, so many land are sold. But it's a huge land, it's not a small piece of, it's like 7 hills are there in that mountain, in that area. I myself visited that place, you know. So, he was working there, he was staying there as a brahmachari, a celibate person. And Prabhupada was in his last days in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada had stopped eating and still he was translating his books. And on 14th November 1977, he passed away. So when Prabhupada was almost in last days, like, you know, maybe from 1st November to 14th November, or mid-October to November, there was news in the world that please come and see your Gurudev. He is now passing away for sure. So those who want to see him, meet him, take instruction from him, you know, have interactions, have mercy, blessings, please come. So devotees from all over the world were coming to Vrindavan to meet Prabhupada, take his blessings and be with him, pray for him and take his instructions, whatever. So this news came to New Vrindavan also, that is West Virginia, that, you know, he has told to come. But the leader of the community did not convey this to the subordinates in the community, so that everybody will leave and go away, na? So who will do service? Such a big land, cows, oxen, horses, and so many projects are going on. If everyone just gets up and goes, the community will be just empty and who will serve? So just to control the people, the leader decided on his own not to convey the message to the inmates, you know. Which is kind of an injustice in one sense. I mean, Guru is leaving the world, dying. It's not a daily event, you know. It's once in for all, he'll go and he'll not be there in the world again to be with you. So it's a very serious instruction, and every disciple will like to go. It's like a son. Father is leaving the world, son will like to fly from everywhere in the world and meet his father before he goes away. So kind of situation like that. So everybody knew Prabhupada is sick, but the New Vrindavan, that is West Virginia people, didn't know the instruction that Prabhupada has told that you come and meet him. So they went and asked the leader, can we go? He said, no, serve here. That is the best service you can do to Prabhupada by serving his mission over here. So Radhana Swami was denied the request that, can I go? He said, no. And he was intensely desiring that he wanted to go and meet Prabhupada. Okay? Now what happened was, after he was denied again and again, he started getting more intense desire to serve Prabhupada. Okay, how will I serve him now? He will go away. And when will I get chance to be with him? So he had been in dreams every single day that he is in Vrindavan, he is massaging Prabhupada's feet, he is cooking for him, and he is feeding Prabhupada. He is cleaning Prabhupada, he is washing his clothes, ironing his clothes, again massaging his feet. All personal service, you know. While milking cows in Vrindavan, in New Vrindavan, that is in West Virginia, he would get dreams that he is in Vrindavan and he is doing the same thing for Prabhupada. He is milking the cow and giving milk to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada is very happily accepting his service and thanking him for that. So that means what? These dreams are not imaginary. He had a desire to serve, because the desire, the connection between a disciple and a spiritual master is not material. It's not like boy and boyfriend and girlfriend. And boyfriend is always dreaming that he is meeting his girlfriend in the garden. This is not like that. This is spiritual. A disciple's desire for spiritual master, to be with him and serve him. So he said those were the most intense experiences. And during those dreams, many days were coming, and one fine day news came, Prabhupada left this world. So whatever desire he had to be with his Guru, it was fulfilled by Guru in his dreams, because the authority didn't let him go. So he could express his heart through action in the dreams to his Gurudev. And Gurudev also came in the dream and accepted. So like that, the spiritual master, if a disciple is very sincere, the spiritual master will come in your dreams and give you instruction, even though he has gone away many, many, many years back. I know my class friend who used to play childhood in his house, and very small age we had, that time we used to play together. But in 9th standard, is it okay now?
Yes.
In 9th standard, suddenly one fine day, a great saintly personality appeared in his dreams and gave him initiation straight. Gave him mantra, gave him initiation, and told him, I am your guru, you are my disciple, and start doing this. Chant this mantra every day. And he said that dream was so intense and so powerful that, you know, I felt I was lying in the sky. So much joy I felt that day. And then same thing happened with his mother, and same thing happened with his father also. That the same personality came in the dream and initiated father and mother also. And he is Gondolekar Maharaj. Maharashtrian circles know Gondolekar Maharaj. A very great saintly personality. Life has changed after that. It's not just like By the way, the dream came, you know, I never chanted the mantra which he gave me. Nothing happened to my life. You know, the intense experience was so great that from that day onwards, from 1977, my friend is still meditating on the mantra that Guru has given. And by his mercy, so many disciples of Gondoloka Maharaj have met them and given satsang to them, given holy association, discussions on spiritual life. Many more saintly people connected to Gondolkar Maharaj has met this person. It happened that he went there, he met many people there. So it was not an accident. By the way, some holy person came in the dream. By the way, some mantra he chanted. And nothing happened afterwards. Life fully changed. Now he is staying in USA, in San Francisco. And there also, Gondolkar Maharaj's disciples and followers are gathered together, and they every week end they come together and they chant and they pray, and they have satsang going on there. So what happened in 1977 in dream is not an accident. Not an accident. So we have to learn to differentiate between such dreams and other dreams. Other dreams are mostly reactions of our past life activities or past life in experiences, bad or good. Intensely bad or good.
Yeah, like those things you said ki it should happen, we have to carry out those things. But some events which will come and that will occur in the future.
So it is not that everyone gets an indication in the dream what's going to happen in the future. Right? Mm-hmm. For example, a 10-year-old girl, all 10-year-old girls may not get a dream ki at 21 years of old age she is going to marry with some of this particular man, and that man comes to her dream again and again as a husband, and the same man afterwards meets her and gets her married. This is very unusual. Not usually going to happen. Some girl may get a dream and finally she will get married to the same man whom she has seen in the dreams long time back. Rarely. Routinely it will not happen. Right? So some people only may be getting indications in dream what's going to happen in the future. May not be, everybody may not get. Some past experience, some intuition, some mercy may give you that experience. But it's not always, it's not usual.
Some people have intuition, maybe good or bad. That is also related to
me. No. Intuitions are different. Intuitions come when you are alive. I mean awake, sorry. Intuitions come when you are awake. For example,
like what we say, sixth sense.
Huh? Not sixth sense. For example, I'll give you example of right now. Okay, I was chanting. I was closed eyes. I didn't know who were coming. And I was praying for a long time. And suddenly I thought, Vaidehi has come. Literally, I'm not joking. And I opened my eyes and I saw you. And this happens many times. Because when I closed my eyes, she was not there in the program. So I was thinking, where are you? Is she there? Or somebody going to call her? And I was praying, when I was praying, I suddenly felt that she has come. And I opened my eyes and I saw you. This is kind of intuition, you know, it's not. And this happens many times, you know. Suddenly I remember somebody, while I'm working, suddenly I remember somebody. And then I am told by my assistant that he has come to meet you. And he is sitting outside the room. Or some meeting is going on and somebody is expected to come and he has not yet come. And then I suddenly feel that, oh, he's coming. And then I find he's on the doorstep. He's coming inside. But this is not, planned or activity, it is not conscious that.
Sometimes some people say they get some indication through the intuition what is going to happen in future.
Yeah. So that is not connected with dreams. That is something which when you are awake, and that is only mercy of the Lord. It is not acquired activity. It's like I have done something and made some, you know, practices by which I have now learned to be getting intuitions.
Yeah.
I have done some course, you know, by this 6 years I did this and now I am getting regular intuitions. It's not like that.
Yeah.
It is just the mercy of the Lord. And God wants to give you, He can give you. Even if you get intuitions, nothing to feel great about yourself. If you don't get intuition, nothing to feel bad about yourself. You know? It's like something which is mercy. Mercy ke liye abhi, if it comes, it's fine. Doesn't come, you shouldn't feel, why not? Yesterday I got intuition. Today, why not getting intuition? I mean, You don't deserve it anyways. It just comes to you by causeless mercy. So if it doesn't come, you don't feel bad. You know, I'm not anyway qualified. It's just coming to me. Thank you. It's like that. Any more questions about dreams? There's one pastime in Bhagavatam called of Gajendra Moksha. I have told you in the past, story of an elephant who is captured by a crocodile in the pond. I have told you this story many times. It is explained at the end of the story by Shukadeva Goswami, who is a speaker of Bhagavatam. He said, if you recite the prayers of the elephant who offered the prayers to Lord Vishnu in utter helplessness, because he was going to die in the mouth of crocodile after 1000 years of fight. So then he offered prayers to Lord Vishnu. Now you please save me. And listening to his prayers, Vishnu came from Vaikuntha to save him, cut the crocodile off by his chakra and released him and gave him mukti. So Lord Vishnu only says after the whole thing gets over that whoever will recite the prayers recited by the king of elephants will get freed from bad dreams. There is one Falashruti. Falashruti means after you read some holy scripture, the benefit of reading that chapter is given in the end of the chapter. That is called as Falashruti. Phala means fruit. Shruti means by hearing. After hearing that pastime, what phala you will get? That is called Falashruti, the benefit. And that is mentioned in that Gajendra Moksha story. That if you recite the prayers as it is as recited by Gajendra, we can give you the prayer if you want. Early morning if you recite it, then all the effects of bad dream upon you will vanish. And bad dreams also will vanish. So you can try that. Whether it is Sanskrit, English, Arabic, Kannada, how does it make difference? As long as they are prayers. If you chant with heart, you know, chant with involvement, attention. Prayers are always prayers. Whether they are coming from Bible, Quran, Bhagavad Gita, or you know, Torah, or some other Granth Sahib, it is a word of God actually. And when that is recited, there is great power in that. And it can, what to speak of your subconscious mind. Subconscious mind, conscious mind is a covering on your soul. Your soul itself can be completely purified. What to speak of the covering of the soul. You know, it's like covering, cleaning your apron, then cleaning your dress, and then cleaning your body, and cleaning your mind, and cleaning your soul. There are so many layers, na? First you are cleaning your apron, which is most above the body. Under that your dress is there that you are cleaning. Then you are cleaning your skin. And then you are cleaning your mind. And then you are cleaning your soul. So we are, our life is actually a bad dream. Is it not true? Actually our life is a bad dream. The bad dream of birth, old age, disease and death. And the bad dream of suffering from heat and cold. Bad dream of suffering from honor and dishonor. A bad dream of mind troubling you, mind wanting something not happening in life, or a bad dream of other people harassing you in life, you know, in the name of friends, in the name of relatives, in the name of neighbors, in the name of colleagues, everybody is suffering. Suffering is going on. And all this is supposed to be, Srila Prabhupada explained in his books many, many times, that actually it's a bad dream. Once you reach the kingdom of God, you look back at your life in the material world, which are actually not one life, lifetimes of lifetimes you have lived here. All that collection of lifetimes will be seen as a bad dream when you go back to the kingdom of God, which is a reality for you now, right? 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 30 years, you're already living this world, you have childhood experience, you have youthful experience, you have married experience, you have unmarried experience, you have rich experience, you have poor experiences, whatever, financially, so many things are going on. But at the end of the day, if you realize yourself as a part and parcel of God, and you connect yourself with God, and you become a great devotee of the Lord, it will only appear as a bad dream. What is a bad dream? Suppose you get a bad dream and you wake up. For some times, you know, you are living the dream only. You feel, array, that tiger bit me in the dream, and you know, so much of flesh was gone, and I had to undergo so many sutures in the hospital, and so much poison and tetanus and antibiotic, and so much pain was there. So you get up, you are brushing, you are taking bath, but still you are suffering, you know, you are palpitating, you are sweating, still going on. But after some time you take bath and you chant the name of God and you realize it's a bad dream. Forget about it. It's not true. Nothing happened to me. I'm all right. And you'll go on with the day, na? You'll not cry for the whole day. Hey, yesterday in the dream, tiger had cut my arms and fingers. It's like that. You'll forget immediately. So like that, what is now going through in your life, so many bad experiences, good experiences, and life is full of challenges, will be all actually experienced or realized as a bad dream. For that you have to go back to Godhead, the kingdom of God. If you do not invest your life in service to God now, your bad dream will continue into reality for lifetimes after lifetimes. So don't waste time. Don't waste any time here. While you are serving as a nurse, while you are serving as a sister or mother, like she is carrying a baby, now she is in a gestational period, then she will go to lactational period, and then she will go into child rearing phase, and then she will get old, and I will get old, and you already got old, and one day death will come. Right now we are living and doing, acting into so many duties, so many roles we are playing. At one time you are working as nurse, other time you are acting as a mother, other times you are acting as a wife, and acting as a daughter-in-law, and acting as a neighbor and cousin. So many roles we are playing. If we do not take devotional service to the Lord seriously now, this will continue life after life. You are coming to Friday program and going back. It's not a ritual. Don't make it a ritual. कि चलना है, 20-30 को मैसेज आया है, जाके बैठना है उधर, और उधर को जो हुआ अच्छा लगा बुरा लगा ठीक है, उधर से बाहर निकलते सब भूल जाना है, एंड देन कम अगेन फ्राइडे आफ्टर 6 days विदाउट एनी इफेक्ट ऑफ दिस 1 hour विथ यू ऑन यू, कम बैक अगेन, अगेन गो बैक, एंड नो गो एज ड्राई एज पॉसिबल आउट ऑफ दिस रूम, देन वॉट विल हैपन, दिस मिजरीज ऑफ लाइफ विल कंटिन्यू लाइफ आफ्टर लाइफ. बट यू कलेक्ट सम मैसेज फॉर यूर सेल्फ and take it seriously and apply to your life and pray to the Lord, spend time in prayer to the Lord sincerely, then this bad dream will end at the end of this life only. Otherwise it will continue, and I think no one wants to continue a bad dream, no one ever. Even if it's a false dream, it's an imagination, it can never happen to me, I live in city, no tiger will come here to ever attack me, you know, it's an impossible thing that happened in dream. Nobody will like to continue even an imaginary dream also, which is painful. So whether we are old or young, whether we are professional or not professional, rich or poor, intelligent or non-intelligent, successful or not successful, this lifetime one has to invest in God's service. And if that is not done, the full life is a waste. You may have done great things for nation, great things for society, great things for family, great things for institutions where you are working. Maybe you must have done great social work and great charitable work and great philanthropic work. You must have done everything. But still, the life is a waste, because life without connection with God, with all this philanthropy and charity, is simply a waste. Because all those charity, philanthropy and services that you have done to society will lead you to another life of enjoyment in the life. But in all the enjoyments of life that you will get in future lifetimes, birth, old age, disease and death will not change. Will not change. Even if you become a president of America, the richest man in the world, still you will get disease and you will suffer from other living entities, politics, and you will suffer old age and you will suffer death. There is no excuse for that. No one is going to be spared. Even demigods who are living in heavens, they also have to die one day. They will enjoy much, much, much more than anybody can imagine here on earth. But their life will be ended by the process of death one day. And all the happiness that they have enjoyed will be all vanish in the course of time. Because the power of time is so great that you are 24 years old and you are able to enjoy so much in life that time. And now your body is 45 years old and you can't enjoy the same things like you were enjoying in 24 years of age. That means the experience was temporary. it was there, it is not there now. And today what is there will not be there to, will not be there tomorrow. That means whatever you experience, enjoy or suffer is all going to be temporary. So we can only dream that I was young and I was able to do so many things and I was jumping on the stairs without stopping in between. In 5 minutes, 4 stairs I would climb. It will all remain in dreams. It was all temporary. What is there today will not be there tomorrow. What was there yesterday will not be there today. So everything is temporary. Heavenly pleasures are temporary. Earthly pleasures are temporary. Even miseries are temporary. But they are reality. You go through them. So you suffer or enjoy through them. And we get attached to those enjoyments. And that's how we suffer more afterwards. When you don't get the enjoyments. Is it logical? At 24 years of age, you enjoy something. As soon as you enjoy something, you are attached to it. And in 25th year and 28th year, you could not get the enjoyment. So what is happening to you? You are suffering. So enjoyment will come once and suffering will come many, many more times in remembrance of that enjoyment. This is how the world is. When you become rich, you enjoy so many things. I was discussing with Mr. Grover and his wife. At one time, they had seen a great prosperity in life. And then later on, mishaps happened and so much of wealth went away. So then they were having no income for some time. And then finally, somehow, they met us and he joined Bhaktivedanta Hospital. So they were saying, there were times in the world, in my life, which were full of so much of prosperity was there. And now it is not there. So he said, okay, it's Lord's will. But in those days of prosperity, whatever habits you adopted because of prosperity, now it is very difficult for you to live a lesser financial condition. Why is that? Because that time when the prosperity was there, you developed some habits of lifestyle. And now those lifestyles are not practical because the finances are not so much. So what is the suffering? Yes, enjoyment was there. But now because enjoyment is not there, the suffering is more than what the enjoyment was. If the enjoyment was 50 units, for example. The 50 units enjoyment will give you 150 units of suffering afterwards because it is not there now. A woman who has lived with her husband and now husband dies after 15 years of marriage. She is young, he is also young, but he died. Then the rest of the life she is suffering only because the good experience she had with the husband now it is not there, so she is suffering. So what I am trying to tell you, I am not trying to discourage you with negativity. I am trying to tell you only one thing, that in this material world that we are living, current situation, right now, there is little pleasure and lots of miseries. That is a fact of today's life. Earthly life, as human beings, is designated as Sukha Zava Pade and Dukkha Parvatai Vade. Little happiness and mountain-like miseries. Again, little happiness and mountain-like miseries. Again, to go to that little happiness, we have to go through the mountain-like miseries. Again, experience some happiness and again, you'll go through the mountain-like miseries. This is the fact of life. If you know this, you are a lucky person. You feel, no, it's not true, I'm so happy. Then you can call yourself in illusion. You are in illusion. We are all in illusion, actually. In illusion, we think we are this body. In illusion, I think I'm a doctor. You think you are a woman. And you think you are Punjabi. I think I'm South Indian. It's all illusion, actually. In reality, we are only part and parcel of the Lord. I think I'm Hindu. You think you are Christian. This is also illusion only. This is only external reality. This is not true reality. The true reality is that all of us belong to God and we are children of God. And if we live on this platform, then we can say that we are coming out of illusion, gradually, waking up to the reality. That is a fact of life. And that is what is called as realization. That is what is called as coming out of bad dream. The biggest illusion, biggest dream is that we think that we are this body and live on the platform of body. Act as if I am that person. I am acting as if I am a doctor, as if I am a man, as if I am an old man or young man or Indian man or a South Indian man or whatever. This is my illusion. But real life is living as per being the child of God, acting as a child of God, behaving as a child of God, interacting as a child of God, and living our life in service to God. That is reality. And if you are on that reality, then you will get full realization of God. In the, on that platform of service to God, you will get complete realization. Who you are and what is your connection, where you belong to, everything you will be told to you through realization. And that is what we have to work for in this life. This life is meant for that. To connect with God. To end the bad dream. Once and for all. In this lifetime itself. You don't even have to wait till the end of life to end this bad dream. Even in between your life also, you can end your bad dream and live up to reality. And that opportunity is given to all of us because we are human beings. Because we have done some good activities, some punya, some pious activities, some service to needy people maybe we have done, or some good work we have done in the past. Because of that, God has given us the opportunity to come in contact with people who are guiding us to God. It's not only at Bhaktivedanta Hospital. There are many places in the world where people are there who will guide you to God. Somehow we have come together in this place. And through this place we are getting guided. At sometimes I guide you, sometimes I get guidance from people. This goes on, give and take goes on. Whatever I receive, I give you. Again I receive, I give you again. So it's like going on. It is by some good activity in the past what you have done, God is giving us an opportunity to connect with Him. What is our role? Our job is to take that opportunity very seriously and truly connect with Him. Don't take it lightly. No, I'll not do it today. I'll do it tomorrow. No, I'll not do it only. Next month I will do it. I'll do it in vacation. When I get time, I'll do it. I'll do it when I get married, and then I'll do when I'll get child. Or when I'll do after everything is over, I'll do everything. All my duties. Don't postpone like that. Time is very precious, and time is anyway taking everything away from you. Even if you don't want it, time will take everything away from you. Every single thing what you think you have, time will take it away from you. Time is God Himself. Time is most active form of God in the material world. If you are in the material world, in consciousness, then time is something which is most powerfully acting on you. If you become spiritual, then you will see the Lord as a person whose energy is time, but till the time, time will act upon you powerfully in the form of taking everything away from you. So you don't think that I will do this and after that I will go to God. Time is slowly taking everything away from you. Don't wait till everything is taken away from you. Right now, still things are in a good condition. Take it seriously. Take it seriously and make your life successful. The remaining life, whatever time is going to pass through your life, number of years are going to pass, those years can be utilized in His service. And use that time in getting out of the illusion, not to get into the illusion. Is it clear? Don't use your time to get into illusion and more into the thicker illusion and thicker intoxication of thinking who we are. Use the time given by God to come out of illusion. Hare Krishna. Any question is there on today's talk? How many of you want to get out of the bad dream? Raise your hands. So many hands are not raised. That means you don't want to get out of the illusion. This life, see, the activity of raising hand is also very important, you know. I may raise like this, somebody may raise like this, somebody will say like this, you know. It all shows the intensity of the desire. Somebody will say, maybe I'll also like to go. No. I ask this question particularly so that you can be inspired from within. That yes, there has to be change in life. There has to be change in this lifetime. Otherwise, opportunity is gone. It will not come again. However you cry and break your head, it will not come again. It is only now or never. Now or never. So, please be active. Hare Krishna.